8 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Monday. And I promised you that I'd be introducing you to a new band. And the new band is the Rock Lobsters. Interesting name, interesting band. They are Evan Williams, Jordan Mangos, Yasin Margrow, and Dylan Mangos. Welcome, guys. Nice to have you in the studio. Welcome to the afternoon show. We're going to have to get you a hell of a lot closer to those microphones. But then you're musicians. You know about these things, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
So who's the official spokesperson of the Rock Lobster clan?
I would say that would be me.
Yasin, nice to have you, as I say, on the show. Interesting, I got a call from your producer, sound engineer, stroke best fan, saying that you guys are magnificent and it would be really cool to get you on air. And I thought, well, let's hear, because we get a lot of this. And you know, we like to support where we can, the South African music. I love the music scene, and I think you're really brave to venture into it. It's not easy. No, it's tough to make a crust out of living out of music. But you apparently are going places. So I listened to the track, and I was loved it, man. I really did.
So this is good.
We're going to be playing it in just a while, by the way, folks. So you've got to stick around for this.
Oh, that's cool.
So let's get to the beginning of the story. Where did you meet? And let's take it from there.
Geez, so this actually started when we were in high school, myself and George. We were in an art class together, and we always enjoyed being artsy, and we loved music, and that was one of our things that we had in common.
Where were you at school?
Whistle Boys.
Okay.
Yeah. And obviously Dylan is our drummer. He is Jordan's brother, obviously, and that's how we kind of... I met Dylan about 2 years after grade 9, I think. Yeah. And then Evan is our Kersney boy.
you're the posh one, Evan.
Yeah, he's a posh one.
Absolutely not.
I don't think that.
We picked him up along the road just when we were starting out, actually. Yeah, a friend gave the name, and yeah, that's the rest is history.
So let's talk about musical influences, because you're kind of, you have a reggae feel, which not everyone can crack that reggae feel and get away with it, because often, you know, trying to play reggae but not quite making the reggae groove is a bit embarrassing, really. But you guys managed. How's that?
Yeah, I think you said it right. It's in the feel. And, I mean, we all kind of have this passion and this feel for music. So I would say the people we listen to would be Bob Marley, Sticky Fingers, Ocean Alley.
And what is it about reggae in particular that gets you?
When we started jamming out, we played a lot of roots reggae, like a lot of the old stuff, Peter Tosh and, you know, like Toots and the Maytals, and we occasionally still play some of those covers. But as we started writing more original music, like all of our current like new age music influences got mixed in with that, so the result is our own sound, which, you know, we can see on the track later with a little bit of that reggae influence, because that was what we largely started out. You know, reggae's got a very special place in my heart. George and I have been jamming for a while together, because we grew up together. We had a lot of a musical background there. And then with the addition of all of the flavor in this band, like, there's seriously a special, unique sound that a lot of people have been coming to us and saying they haven't quite heard a blend like that before. So,
what are your short-term goals? How long, firstly, have you been together, and where to from here?
Sure, we've been together for about, just over 1.5 years with all of the members.
So is it still like the honeymoon period?
Yeah,
you're
still fresh.
You still like each other?
Yeah.
Because that's the...
the silence from that side of the room. I think that's debatable.
No, we all love each other, honestly. One of the greatest things that has come from all of this has been the friendship that we've created amongst us. So, yeah, that's been a big win.
Because, I mean, you look at the documentaries, almost every single iteration of every single successful group that you can think of goes through a kind of phase where they don't like each other. And the successful ones, the ones that manage to continue through that, are those that are able to work beyond the personality clashes, because that's what happens. You're all creative people, you're all sensitive people, and the emotions are part of that. If you don't have any emotion, you can't be creative, I don't think. So you've got to be able to manage that lot and see the goal ahead, which is what I'd like to find out from you. What is the goal ahead? What are you aiming for?
Yeah, so I think for us, music is a part of all of our lives, and we want to see that take us to new heights in the future. Mm. And we actually want to be heading down to this side, Belito, at the end of the year, just to get some, because our studio is here, we want to push some music out, push an album out, actually, an EP coming out very soon. So watch out for that. And yeah, the heights are limitless.
When you say coming to Belito, you're going to be doing some live performances.
No, we're actually trying to stay here. We're trying to find a place. Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, are you going to?
Oh yes, most definitely, most definitely.
Because a lot of bands are okay as live acts and not particularly good in studio, or the other way around. But very few are good live and good at producing recorded work. Where is your strength?
Both. Yeah, we enjoy playing live. It's honestly the greatest feeling to have people jamming out to our music when we play.
Yeah.
And we like to have fun. We actually have a saying before
just
we play.
Dance it up, fun.
I mean, so we started out as a jam band. So, yeah. Like, our whole thing, it wasn't, like, we didn't envision it as being a project that would then go on and start writing, like, original music.
So you started because you just enjoyed the sound.
We love playing music. Yeah. We love playing live
it's
music.
It's always the best way to start.
And, yeah.
But when you start to get that interaction from a wider circle, people that aren't your best friends and family, because best friends and family tell you you're great even when you're not.
Which is
unfortunate, right? Because a lot of guys that are not great have been told you're fantastic, so here we are. But it's different in the, you know, when you get out into the wide open world and you're playing to strangers, and they either get it or they don't. They either like you or they don't. It must be awful if you're playing to an audience that doesn't like you. But have you had that experience?
Fortunately enough, actually not too much yet.
So that's fantastic. Then obviously you have a wide audience appeal with, you know, full marks, because to make it as a musician in this country, you've got to be as broad as possible, I think, because the market is quite small, and the sky is the limit. If you set your sights on the noonday sun, you may not hit your mark, but you'll be further along the line than the oak that shoots at the stop street.
No, that is definitely the plan.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wish you huge success. I like your sound, as I say. We've got the Rock Lobsters. Is the tune called the Rock Lobsters?
No.
Because, I mean, you must tell your sound engineer stroke producer, when he sends a recording to a radio station, actually tell us what the song's called. It would help a lot, you know, especially if you're going to make some money out of it.
So what
is the song?
The song's called Koala.
Yeah.
Koala,
yeah, like the bear.
No, that's interesting, because that's kind of Australian, right? Have you got Australian roots?
No, not that I know of.
So tell us where the name comes from and a little bit behind the song before we get there.
So it's actually a love song. It's about learning to love and learning how to let go of love. And koala is just kind of a metaphor for, I guess, the listeners can kind of get their own perception of it. You know, the music is to be interpreted by everyone as they see fit. But it was written as a love song. That you'll understand when the song's played. Koala has a very big influence over that.
And I drop down in- baby, won't you stay for me? Whoa.
Koala, the Rock Lobsters, their debut on 88FM. Guys, congratulations on that. A super tune. A lovely debut. We can't wait to see the trajectory from here, the follow-up tracks. And then you bring them to us first, okay? 100%.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
It's this a great pleasure. This is going to go up as a podcast, folks. If you've missed the bulk of the interview, make sure that you catch it on the flip side. As they say, it'll be on our WhatsApp platform, on our apps and our website.
We just want to say a big shout out to Loop Evolution Records for helping us, making this all possible. The Farm, A1 Wolf, and Caden Proctor. You guys are all legends. Thank you so much.
And there you have it. That's Evan Williams, Jordan Mangos, Yasin Magro, and Dylan Mangos. Collectively, they are the Rock Lobsters. And that was their debut track called Koala. Just one final thing, guys. Where can we catch you live in performance?
So we are hoping to be playing at some of the nearby festivals, but even sooner than that, we'll probably be at the Bolito Farmers Market. Saturday there is a small little function at a place called Stumpnose Brewery in Kloof, and we are playing at that. It's a little battle of the bands, so if you guys want to come through and see some amazing talent, we'll be playing there.
And no doubt sampling the product as well. Why not? It all goes together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My very special guests on this happy Monday, the Rock Lobsters, and the afternoon show continues.